93. Uncle Sam. It's nice to see you in the library doing some reading. What are you looking at?
I'm reading about America and Uncle Sam. Before I started this book, I thought that Uncle Sam was a real person, perhaps the uncle of a president or something.
He is a popular U.S. symbol, usually seen in cartoons. He has long white hair, a beard, and very interesting clothing.
Yes, he wears a swallow-tailed coat, a waistcoat, tall hat with a star, and striped trousers, just like the American flag.
But do you know his appearance came from two other symbols in American folklore?
I know that. Brother Jonathan and Yankee Doodle. The name Uncle Sam was often used to describe the American government.
Very good. But do you know when this started and why?
It was in 1812, during the war. They said Uncle Sam because of the letters U.S. on the soldier's uniform.
That's right. But some people also say that the name came from Samuel Wilson of Troy, New York. Wilson, whose nickname was Uncle Sam, was an inspector of army supplies.
Oh, because the army supply boxes also had U.S. printed on them. So, he could have been a real person after all.
One story must be true, but I'm not sure which. Do you know what was the most well-known poster of Uncle Sam?
I think it was from the First World War. They used Uncle Sam pointing a finger at the American people saying, "We want you," to encourage men to sign up and become soldiers.
And a very effective advertising campaign it was, too. Many young men signed up to fight for their country because of that poster.
I think that poster is perhaps the most famous American poster ever, even more than the Hollywood movie posters you see outside cinemas.
I think you're right. In 1961, the American Congress adopted Uncle Sam as the national symbol.
So, nowadays, Uncle Sam isn't just about war, like in the poster. He's the true symbol of the American people. I think it's special to have a cartoon as a national symbol. Very different.
Thank you.